Pastor Brandon here, and this is the day the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. I am coming to you today from Indiana, and we made it safely to my in-laws, and it has just been a blessed time already. Thank you for all your prayers for safe travels and all the other wonderful things. But I'm not here to talk about my vacation. I'm here to read with you the word of the Lord. And today, on Sunday, January 26th of 2020, we're going to be turning to Isaiah 9, 1 through 4, Psalm 27, 1 through 9, 1 Corinthians 1, 10 through 18, and Matthew 4, 12 through 23. We'll start with Isaiah. But there will be no gloom for her who is in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt in the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. Psalm 27, 1 through 9. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamped against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. 1 Corinthians 1, 10 through 18. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no division among you, but that you may be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Cleo's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of elegant wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Matthew 4:12-23. Now, when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. For those dwelling in the region in the shadow of death, on them the light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. This is the word of our Lord. And the selected readings of God's word from Sunday, January 26, 2020. And today, I don't have any elegant words or helpful words of insight as much as I want us to stop and reflect on what the word of God has said. Stop and reflect on what Isaiah prophesies about. Stop and reflect what the psalmist proclaims in his psalm. Stop and reflect what Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians when he's talking about division and quarrels in the church. To stop and reflect on what Jesus does in Matthew and how the early disciples respond to Jesus' call. Stop and reflect and ask God, what is really happening here? What are you speaking to me through these passages? As you do this, maybe give the passages another listening to. But for today, that's what I really feel we need to do, is stop and reflect and allow the Word of God to speak. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for things like your word. Thank you infinitely for your word, Lord, because it speaks into our hearts, it transforms our lives, it changes the desires of our hearts, and Lord, we thank you for this because, Lord, it is the ultimate tool that you have provided us to truly seek you. And as we continue to seek you, Lord, through the reading of your word, through prayer, through the fellowship and community of the saints, help us find you and help us hear what it is you have to say in today's readings. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And just because I really miss being with you and I'm sad that I don't get to proclaim the word this Sunday, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. God bless you, and I'll be talking with you again tomorrow.